This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tributes about to begin in two U.S. cities, one in the capital city for a political icon, one in the Motor City to remember a music legend. First in Washington, lawmakers and dignitaries are arriving at the U.S. Capitol, where they'll honor the late Senator John McCain, who lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda today. Congressional leaders to host a formal ceremony before the rotunda is open to the public. Vice President Pence is to make remarks. President Trump wasn't invited. In Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral is about to get started, a star-studded event featuring Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and others in performance. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee sang of Franklin.
She was always there when someone needed her because she understood that the struggle had to go on for us to be free. Thank you, Aretha.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump on the road yesterday in Indiana, where he told a campaign-style rally the U.S. economy is booming thanks to his administration's policies.
We're reclaiming our nation's proud manufacturing heritage and putting tariffs on foreign producers who cheat our workers.
On another front, though, President Trump's canceled pay raises across the board for nearly 2 million civilian federal workers, telling congressional leaders in a letter that federal agency budgets cannot sustain those increases. At least 7 people die in a crash between a Greyhound bus and a semi-truck about 90 miles west of Albuquerque, New Mexico yesterday. Authorities believe the truck blew a tire and went across the median into oncoming traffic, slamming into that bus. The American Academy of Pediatrics has issued some new guidelines for kids' car seats, saying babies should face the rear of the car for as long as possible. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A group of fans of late music superstar Prince gathering signatures to demand a grand jury investigation into the musician's death from an accidental overdose of painkillers. State and federal authorities ended their investigation this year without issuing any charges. The petition claims a doctor who prescribed painkillers for Prince under the name of one of the entertainer's friends did agree to pay a $30,000 civil settlement. Prince died in 2016 of an overdose of fentanyl, which is not the drug the doctor prescribed. Meanwhile, today is International Overdose Awareness Day, the global event held each August 31st dedicated to remembering those who died of a drug overdose and to raise awareness and urge education and action to help eliminate overdose deaths. And if you're a roller coaster fanatic, you'll want to hear this news item. A Chicago area theme park has made an announcement to build a one-of-its-kind attraction. Six Flags Great America announcing that the new roller coaster will be able to accelerate from 0 to 78 miles an hour in less than 2 seconds. The new attraction will be called Max Force. It's scheduled to open next summer at the park in Gurnee, Illinois. Park officials say it will will be the fastest launch coaster in North America. Its custom coaster trains will be modeled after Formula One racing cars. For USA Radio News,
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Hey, ready or not, this is the way we roll just for you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Because if we're going to get this country back on track, we want to do it based on the facts. Jack, right? Of course. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Dr. Scott Colbaba with us. Scott has an incredible background. It's very fascinating. Former Marine, so a Semper Fi brother like yours truly, an internist in private practice in Wheaton, Illinois, a graduate from the University of Illinois College of Medicine with honors, and did his residency at Rush Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center in Chicago and at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Now, he has been featured in Chicago Magazine as a top doctor in internal medicine. He has a family of 7 kids and loves flying giant kites as large as 16 square meters. Can you imagine? I mean, you talk about decompressing. You know, when you do a show like this or when you're doing anything, I mean, we need to have time to kind of settle ourselves and get away from it. And, you know, if somebody tells you to go fly a kite, you might as well go fly a big one. That's what I have to say. So, Dr. Colbaba, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me here.
Hey, good to have you here as we talk about physicians' untold stories, miraculous experience. Doctors are hesitant to share with their patients or anyone for that matter. Why the hesitancy?
You know, the docs that I interviewed and the docs that I know pretty well are just ordinary docs. These are people that you go to for a broken bone, for a stomach ache or whatever, and I'm just an ordinary internist. And these are incredible stories, Bill, that I think they were afraid to tell anyone because people would think they're crazy. I had one doc that grabbed me in the hall of the hospital, and he said, Scott, I've got to tell you this incredible story. I said, well, go ahead, Dave. I said, Dave Mogul, an orthopedic surgeon. And so I can't tell it to you here. People will think I'm nuts. So we had to go into a room. They closed the door and told me this phenomenal story. And so I think these are docs that were afraid that patients would think that they were a little strange and were afraid to tell the stories in public.
Well, I hear from a general sense, and we've had, you know, maybe a half dozen docs on the show here. And some now that just flat out just say, you know, Bill, before I even, you know, go into surgery, I'm praying for that patient. And the reason I did that is because the results were different and more opportune on behalf of the patient. And, you know, this has been happening now. And I understand that people might say, particularly doctors, their career, especially in our culture today, when you know, things of faith and religion are questioned. And, you know, if you have anything to do with it, I mean, look at what The View had to say very blatantly. I think Joy Behar said about the vice president's faith, you know, hearing from Jesus that, you know, he should be considered a loon. So maybe this is why the docs are hesitant.
Yeah, I think faith has become unpopular these days. Bill, I hate to admit that, but And so the docs are afraid of alienating people. And these, you know, they've got busy practices. They're routine, ordinary docs that are trying to, you know, do some good in the world, make a living. And if they come out with some of these incredible stories or faith-based stories, I think they're afraid of alienating some patients. The good news for these docs and myself also was that just the opposite happened, that people are now coming out and saying, thank you for sharing these incredible stories. I have, you know, and I think in talking to people and in the exam room, I love to tell stories. I'm always a little behind in my seeing patients because I'm telling stories a lot. And patients will say to me, thank you for sharing those stories. I have a story myself. And they'll frequently tell me their incredible story. And I think when I talk to people, I think almost everyone has had a strange coincidence, an amazing story that has happened to them or their family that they were afraid to share just for the same reason the doctors were. And I think this book, having written this book, has allowed people that have read it and know these doctors to feel freer to share some of their stories with other people, too. So I'm delighted that that's happened.
Well, you know, and I as well, and I think others who have a story to be told, who have been reticent, as you say, because of the temperament of the culture today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thank God for God. You know, though we would try to hold him back and squash him and hold back his, you know, our witness for him, you know, the truth still has a rather strength. And power about it that is undenied. And I'm sure that even people, when they finally get to that point and say, well, I just can't, I gotta let it out. I've held this back for a long time, but I've gotta let it out. They probably realize afterwards, you know, maybe it's kind of one of those V8 moments, like, you know, why was I holding back? Why didn't I just let it go? Because the thing is, and I tell people about this all the time, is that when you have the truth on your side, and you share your story, that's something no one else can take away. And if they think you're crazy, that's okay. You know, they thought the blind man in the Bible was crazy, too, you know?
Yeah, I think the docs, you know, these are, like I said, these are ordinary docs. They have no reason to share fantastic stories. They're busy enough. They don't need additional patient volumes and so forth. And I think the reason that they shared these stories was because and I call it this. I call them this in the book. I call them savvy do-gooders. You know, most docs really are trying to do some good in the world and to help somebody else. And I think one of the things that they thought that these stories would help people realize there's something else out there. And that when you're suffering with a terminal illness or some serious problem, that there's somebody else. There's something else out there that most docs thought was God, and I do too. And that there's some help out there, and I think someone loves us unconditionally. And I think that's one of the themes of the book, that there's something else that guides our path in strange and wonderful ways, and sometimes in spectacular ways, too.
Exactly. Well, and it's always, it is so cool, you know, when you come in contact with the supernatural. And I say cool in terms of, yes, it's scary at the same time, because you're going, oh, my goodness, how do I explain this? But it's overwhelming, because it is outside of ourselves, when we know darn well we can't take credit for it, can we?
Right. One of the first stories that got my attention, and I've been in practice for longer than I'd like to admit, probably 35 years now, and I've not had a lot of experience with unusual stories. At least I didn't recognize them until I sat down with Steve Heim, who's one of my orthopedic surgical friends. And he kind of got me started on the path of collecting these stories. And his story is that of skiing down a mountain in Colorado, and they had a blizzard when they were skiing. Mm-hmm. And Steve had to go down with his wife and his wife's sister. And they came to a grove of trees, and they could hardly see anything in front of them. And Steve went to the right, Dr. Heim went to the right, the girls went to the left. When Steve realized that, he decided to ski back through the trees, because he's an expert skier, 5 feet of pummeled snow.
Right.
Suddenly, he felt really, really strange, like he was being called upon to do something of life and death proportion. Everything became silent, and he could hardly hear anything else around him except the crunch of snow. And he then decided to climb up the mountain, took his skis off, climbed up the mountain, didn't know what he was doing. And when he got to a big tree, he just stopped, and suddenly, when he looked down into the tree well, he realized why he was there. There was a body underneath the tree, covered with snow, Steve's a trauma surgeon. He brushed the snow off. The guy looked like he was dead. He started to do all the things that you do as a trauma surgeon. And ultimately saved his life. The ski patrol came.
Wow.
He said to me, I don't know why I walked in the opposite direction. With
exactly. Scott, we got to go to break. We're going to have everybody on the edge of the seat, and we've got more stories to tell with Dr. Scott Kolbaba after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. I will sing to the worship. You are worthy. You are worthy.
From Michael W. Smith reminds me, Tina Marie Griffin, as she reported yesterday, was going to be attending a special event last night. I'm looking forward to getting the details on that. This was his spearheading of the next great awakening. This is something that has been on Michael's heart. And, of course, he's been on with us, here recently as we talked about his movie, Beautifully Broken. And he's got a great personal testimony as well in terms of, we've all been beautifully broken. Maybe we think it's still a mess, but when we get to that point to realize that it's for God's glory, it somehow becomes beautiful. Plum, who also is one of the three singers that sings the theme song in the movie Beautifully Broken, has been on with us as well to share her story. But, I think it's perfect timing in light of what we're talking about in terms of the miraculous and with Dr. Scott Goldbaba that we would also, play some Michael Smith music, Michael W. Smith music, because he is such a worshiper. Number one, and he honors God, and also that we can talk a little bit about what happened last night. This was, sponsored by the Christian Network, TBN, Trinity Broadcast Network, and a free night of worship at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena called Surrounded, A Night to Pray, Worship, and Be Awakened. As I mentioned, we rejoin our conversation with Dr. Scott Goldbaba now, his book, Physicians Untold Stories. So, Scott, so you're told this story about this about your doctor friend mysteriously it diverts from the path, even though great skier, so he loves powder and going through the trees, which in and of itself, you talk about admiring the glory of God and what God gives us. There's nothing like powder and to be skiing to do that, but mysteriously he's drawn to this, to this mountaintop. I think Ray Bentley would probably laugh a little bit because we just, interviewed Ray and shared his book, talking about mountaintops. So here, your doctor friend, he goes to the top of a mountain and, comes across this body that is, as they would probably say, death warmed over, huh?
Yeah. He had no idea there was anything there, and he was walking in the opposite direction from where the girls were waiting for him on the other side of the grove of the trees. So he's walking, climbing, has no idea why he's doing this until he comes to this big tree that he stops, and he stands there for a minute not knowing what he's doing until he looks down. And there is the skier that obviously hit the tree because the snow was coming down so fast and so hard that he couldn't see in front of him. He was unconscious, almost dead, was in shock. Had a broken leg, and Steve was a trauma surgeon. What better person to be called to that very spot than a trauma surgeon to see this unfortunate guy who was in shock? And Steve did all the right things, and then actually splinted his leg. He had a broken leg, and Steve's an orthopedic surgeon, so he splinted his leg with some of his undergarments and a tree branch. Right. And they called called for help, and someone, one of the last skiers down the mountain, heard his cry. Yeah. Came to his side. He said, go call the ski patrol. They did. They came up with a snowmobile and a gurney and loaded the guy up and took him back to the lodge where they got the ambulance to take him to the hospital. And the guy lived.
And now, had this accident just happened or this? It just happened. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So this snowstorm hit the mountain suddenly when they just got up to the top of the mountain. So anyone that was skiing down was in real trouble. And this guy couldn't see where he was going and hit the tree. But why Steve was directed to that very spot, away from where the girls were waiting for him, and he knew the girls were waiting for him on the other side of this grove of the trees, he went in the opposite direction, climbing, walking. In the meantime, he has this feeling of dread that there's something really wrong that he has to take care of. And sure enough, there was.
Wow, unbelievable. So,
if you don't believe in something, you have to, you're crazy, so...
So he opens up to you, and this is kind of the door opener for you starting to collect physicians' untold stories?
Yeah. Most doctors don't talk about these kinds of things. Doctors talk about serum potassium levels and gallbladder surgeries and what their golf game was and things like that, and not these kinds of incredible stories. So when I heard this, I thought, this is really an incredible story. And then I kind of, you know, lost interest and you know, went about my day and the week and so forth. But then another doctor brought a story to me also that was an incredible story about a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. And after I heard that, I thought, I've got to talk with other doctors, because if these two doctors who are just ordinary friends and ordinary doctors have come to me with these stories, I bet other doctors have stories. And I was shocked to find that there are lots and lots of doctors that have stories that are just absolutely incredible that they never talk about.
Why did they choose you?
You know, I don't know, Bill. I think sometimes you're called to do things that you don't realize.
Yeah, like going up the mountain and diverting from your people because you sense you have this foreboding sense that you need to do something that is about life and death.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you know, it's not like I've got abundant leisure time to write a crazy book. You know, this takes it takes a lot of time to write a book.
Yeah.
I've got seven kids. I've got a busy job. And sometime between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. is my leisure time. And here I am writing a book in the middle of the night. So, but it was fun doing. It was fun.
Okay. Scott, is this your first book?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, I know there's several books within me, and it's just the same thing is how do you get started and carving out the time. You've got responsibilities, you know, children, grandkids, all that good stuff. Seven kids, that's enough to keep you busy just right there. You know, I'm thinking, you know, and oh, yeah, right, by the way, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But I kept these stories.
Yeah. So now you got another doc comes in and tells you this near-death experience. Tell us that story.
Well, this is Dave Mokel, the orthopedic surgeon that I mentioned to you on the floor. This is a mutual patient, and Dave was embarrassed to tell anyone. He's only told his wife and his family the story. And so he came to me, and we went into this room and closed the door where no one could hear us.
Right.
He said, I'm going to tell you about Mary, and Mary was a mutual patient that had a foot surgery, and during the surgery, she arrested. She was given an antibiotic that she had an anaphylactic reaction to the antibiotic, so on the operating table, she arrested.
Uh-huh.
Started to do CPR. Everyone from the rooms around rushed into the room to do CPR, including a guy that was a tech that had pretty bright red hair underneath his operating room cap, and he wasn't doing CPR correctly. And wasn't getting a pulse, so Dr. Mokel just ended up pushing him aside because, you know, these are life and death situations. When he wouldn't step aside, he actually gave him a push. Well, Mary came around after a while, but, she, you know, she was clearly dead for a while while they were doing CPR. No pulse, no respirations, no response to pain, nothing. She finally came around the next day, and it was found that, you know, it was the antibiotic that caused her to arrest like that. But then a couple days later, when Dr. Mokel was discharging from the hospital, he was kind of in a hurry to get back to his office, and she said, "Thank you for saving my life." And he said, you know, he's a humble guy, and he said, "Well, it was just a mutual effort. All of us were working." She said, "No, no, I saw you push that guy aside with the red hair and start doing CPR on me, and that's what saved me." And Dr. Mokel suddenly got weak knees, had to sit down. She went on to explain all the details of the whole code within great detail that she couldn't have gotten from anyone unless she was actually there. And he said, "Well, what happened?" And she said, "I rose to the top of the room, and I could see everything that was happening. While I was there, my grandmother, who had died a number of years ago, came, told me it wasn't my time, but she would reserve a place for me in heaven if I was a good and kind person." And now Mary was kind of a curmudgeon. She wasn't the greatest person in the world. You kind of dreaded seeing her in the office, but she always had something negative to say. Why were you late for seeing me? Why didn't you prescribe the right drug or whatever?
Right.
After this arrest, she was the kindest, most wonderful person in the world.
Wow. Amazing stories, and they continue and abound. 25 doctors come forward to recount inspiring and life-changing stories. Dr. Scott Kolbaba has documented those, and we're going to share more with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. you may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tributes about to begin in two U.S. cities, one in the capital city for a political icon, one in the Motor City to remember a music legend. First in Washington, lawmakers and dignitaries are arriving at the U.S. Capitol, where they'll honor the late Senator John McCain, who lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda today. Congressional leaders to host a formal ceremony before the Rotunda is open to the public. Vice President Pence is to make remarks. President Trump wasn't invited. In Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral is about to get started, a star-studded event featuring Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and others in performance. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee sang of Franklin.
She was always there when someone needed her because she understood that the struggle had to go on for us to be free. Thank you, Aretha.
And this is USA Radio News.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, coming up, Jeff, fresh and independent today, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the top doctor, as featured in Chicago Magazine. Incredible stories that he has to share, and these are untold stories shared by fellow docs, miraculous occurrences that have occurred. And you can imagine, you know, some doctors would be very hesitant, and probably most doctors, if you were in their position, hesitant to talk about these miraculous things because they are so miraculous and so incredible. How do you tell that story? And, you know, without people thinking, well, maybe you're a little loose in the brain here. But Dr. Scott has had an incredible background. Scott, before we get back and pick up some stories, you know, reading that you're a former Marine, what did you do in the Marine Corps?
I was actually a helicopter mechanic, of all things, and I was in the office for a while, too. So that was before my medical days.
Uh-huh. So, wow, you're a little bit of a Forrest Gump. I mean, you know, you do all this stuff here. I mean, I understand you grow giant pumpkins. You fly big kites. You love stories. You love to tell stories. And now you tell me you're a helicopter mechanic?
I've done some crazy things in my life, Bill. I think when you look back, yeah, we have a lot of fun, and yeah. Got a big family. I think everyone kids me about being big, you know, big family, big pumpkins, big kites, but we have a big dog, a Newfoundland, 150 pounds. So,
wow. Yeah. Well. So what is it about you? I mean, as a kid growing up, did you love stories? Did you gravitate to it? Did you love sharing stories?
You know, not really. I was just an ordinary kid. You know, I liked the various sports and liked this, you know, some certain classes in school and liked to go on vacations with my family. And, I don't, again, you know, I think you're called to do some things occasionally in this life, and these are such amazing stories. I just love to share them because I think it gives people hope that there's something else out there. And
yeah,
it's fun to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, your book, Physicians, Untold Stories, Miraculous Experience, Doctors Are Hesitant to Share with Their Patients. By the way, I want to remind everybody, you can check out the website. It's physiciansuntoldstories.com. And at the website, I'm sure they can purchase their own copy of your book, right?
Yeah, it's also available through Amazon.
Excellent. And, of course, we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Let's talk more stories here. I understand there's this young woman in hospice dying of multiple sclerosis. Tell us about that.
That's Barb Kaminsky. She's a local girl, and actually my wife, interestingly, went to school with her. She was in her class, of all things.
Uh-huh.
And Barb had multiple sclerosis and was actually dying. She was at the end stage. She couldn't walk anymore. Vision was bad. She was getting collapsed lungs, and getting lots of infections. She was put in hospice, which is a wonderful program for people at the end of their life, and it helps them get through the last stages and helps the families, too. And so everyone expected her to die any time. The pastor came and made his last visit to see her, Pastor Bailey. And then there was a radio show that featured people that were really in trouble, and it solicited prayers. And so she got a whole bunch of mail from this, and her aunt brought the mail in, and it was a big bag of mail. And this is a Sunday, and she was talking with some of her friends, and all of a sudden she's in her bed, with oxygen on and a tracheostomy tube in, and so forth. And she heard a voice, and it was a man's voice, and the voice said, "My daughter, get up and walk." And she said to her aunt, "I know that's the voice of God." She immediately stood up. She took her braces off. She took her oxygen off. The occupational therapist who was there was just amazed. And she said, "You can't do that." She walked into the other room where her parents were. She started to do a ballet for the parents because she was a ballet dancer before she became sick. And she was totally cured. What's really cool is the next night was church service, and no one knew that she had recovered from this. So she walked into the church building. Everyone was totally amazed, and they started to sing Amazing Grace while she was walking down the hallway. And can you imagine the tears of a person that had been totally cured, and everyone singing Amazing Grace? And it truly was an amazing, amazing story. And she's now dedicated her life to helping others. She's married to a pastor out east. This was about 30 years ago that this happened. And she's had a wonderful life helping many, many people through their lives.
Well, you imagine the impact that she had, not only in the hospital, but that is something, the way the message and the miraculous of God goes, kind of like what the Apostle Paul said and Jesus said, you take the message from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world, and, good news like this can spread pretty fast, can it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. This spread through the whole town and all around, and everyone had seen her. Lots of people had seen her, and they'd seen her just almost dead, and then she comes alive and is perfectly healed. It was truly a miracle. You can't explain it by anything else.
Without a doubt. Another story here. You have a surgeon promised by a missionary doctor that he will show her that there is something beyond this life. Break that down.
That was a great story. This is Noemi Sigalov, who, and many of these doctors are really interesting people. Noemi came from Romania, and she was chased by the secret police in Romania because they thought her parents were spies, and her parents escaped to the United States. She was left there with her grandmother and her sister, and her grandmother moved her suddenly in the middle of the night away from the particular city so the Secret Service wouldn't get her. She ultimately escaped from Romania, and she became an excellent student because that was the only thing she could do. So she was taking care of this couple that were missionary doctors in Africa, and Ron was always trying to tell her that, and her belief system wasn't as strong as the missionaries, and Ron would say, "I'm going to show you someday that there's life after this life," and so that was nice, and they went on their way, and after a couple of years, she had forgotten about all this, until she was going to the hospital one morning, and she opened the door of the hospital. It was really early. She had to go on. She was going on a vacation for a couple of days after this, and suddenly she saw Ron, a vision of Ron, in front of her. And she said, "Hi, friend." And she was embarrassed that she had said anything because, you know, this was just a vision and suddenly it disappeared. He was smiling at her in a way that she said was like he had accomplished the ultimate mission in his life.
Wow.
And so she went on her vacation. She came back. As she's looking at her email, she suddenly saw an email from the vice president of the hospital announcing that Ron had died the morning that she saw him, before she saw him.
She didn't know that he had died before she left, huh?
No.
Oh, wow.
He had died just hours before she appeared to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that smile told me that he had accomplished the ultimate mission in his life, which was to show her that there's something after this life.
Wow.
And she was just totally, you know, amazed and blown away.
You have that sense. I think something we all want to hear, those of us who believe in God, people of faith, that want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And he had an idea, obviously, at that moment in time, as she said, that she could translate and receive for him that, you know, job well done, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he had accomplished his mission in life to show her that there was something else. That was his ultimate missionary experience from this African missionary.
Wow. And so what happened to her? I mean, well, how did this impact her other than, you know, she realizes this? How does this impact the rest of her life?
She said she immediately read the Bible after that and has had a stronger faith ever since.
And with this experience, again, as we often discuss with people that have had a collision with the miraculous, that becomes part of your story and something that no one can take away, does it not?
That's true. That's true. And this, you know, she's been afraid to mention this story because it is such an incredible, miraculous story. But it happened to her and it increased her faith that there's something else out there. And there is a life after this.
We're talking with Dr. Scott Kolbaba. His book, Physicians' Untold Stories, Miraculous Experience Doctors Are Hesitant to Share with Their Patients or Anyone. It is a compilation of stories from 25 docs, and we've got more to share with you. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing and information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, where the way is narrow, right? We're all going home, I would hope, at 14 before the top of the hour. Back with you, Bill Martinez here. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans uncertain and confused about your health care, we've got good news for you. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital, okay, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins. And for more information, you can give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org or go to our website, billmartinezlive.com. Information is right there before you. Dr. Scott Kolbaba is with us, and we're talking about his new book, Physicians Untold Stories, Miraculous Experience Doctors Are Hesitant to Share with Their Patients or Anyone. But thank God Dr. Kolbaba is here not to hesitate and gladly share these incredible stories that he documents in his book from 25 doctors who have come forward to recount inspiring and life-changing stories. Scott, let's talk about an obstetrician's wife. She's delivering her fifth child, and she's saved by her grandmother, midwife, when she enters the delivery room. But the thing is, you have to remember that her grandmother, as you say, died 22 years before. So how did this happen?
Well, Grandma Hanlon was a spiritual leader for the family. She loved Joan, Dr. Heister's wife, and they formed a special bond, and a bond that of love that was absolutely incredible. And Joan used to say, as a little girl, she made it to Grandma Hanlon's lap when she got in trouble with her mom. She'd be safe. Well, Joan was delivering their fifth child, and Joan the delivery went well. Afterwards, Joan started to have some pain related to the delivery, and they were doing some procedures that they had to do to get the placenta removed, and so they were going to give her some trilene, which is a anesthetic that you take by mask, and mm-hmm. it puts a woman into an unconscious state, and so Joan is about ready to get the trilene and put it on her face, but in walks Grandma Hanlon, dressed in her polka dot dress like she usually does, the hair up in a bun, old lady shoes, and a white sweater vest, and she stood at the foot of the bed, and she shook her head as if, you know, don't do this, Joan. Mm-hmm. So Joan pushed to the side and put up with the pain, and no one realized that Joan had eaten a large meal right before the delivery, and about 30 seconds after she pushed this trilene away, which would have put her into a deep sleep, she vomited the entire meal.
Oh,
and
wow.
She had the mask on, she would have aspirated and may have died from an aspiration pneumonia. So no one realized at that point that Grandma Hanlon had saved Joan's life. Their love transcending all time and eternity because, as you mentioned, Grandma Hanlon had died 22 years before this.
Wow. And so when Joan realized this, who does she tell the story to?
Not many people.
Yeah.
I think she told it to her husband and a few others, but not many. And, you know, it's kind of one of those stories that's pretty special and pretty spiritual. And it's not one that you just do, you know, in casual company. It was quite a spiritual experience for them.
Scott, what's the response in your book? You know, these stories that heretofore there's been hesitancy to tell. Now I'm sure you're getting some anecdotal responses here. People going, oh, my goodness, you know, I know this person. This is my friend. This happened to her, and I wasn't aware of this. What kind of responses are you getting?
All positive, Bill. You know, I was waiting for lots of negative reviews and negative thoughts, but universally they've been positive. Thank you for sharing these. Thank you for bringing this out. I've had experiences like this myself. So people are, and the doctors are considered heroes for telling these stories, because now people feel better about sharing their faith and some of their beliefs with doctors, especially in tough times when they're going to surgery and so forth. So I think people are a little more anxious to talk about these things, which is my hope. My hope when writing the book was that this would open up a communication between patients and doctors and everyone about things that you don't always talk about, that really are there and that exist. And so I'm hopeful that I'm trying to be a sappy do-gooder like the rest of my doctors in the book and
right.
Make people happier and a little more comfortable with some of the tough times in their lives.
Because doctors are relating the story, does that give way to some credibility?
I think it does, and that's one of the reasons I put this put doctors only in the book. Other future books will have other faiths and other groups and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to have doctors in there because doctors are considered scientists. You know, we're taught the scientific method. We're taught to believe in only things that we can see and so forth. And these are things you can't see, that you can't feel, that have happened to people and doctors that you can't explain except that there's some miraculous thing that has happened here. There's something higher than us. There's a power higher than us. And so I wanted a credible group of scientists to relate these stories. And I think people believe them a little bit better when they're from scientists. So that's why I included doctors only in the book for the first book.
We're talking with Dr. Scott Kolbaba and his book about untold stories that doctors have been hesitant to tell. These are miraculous experiences. And these doctors, as you can appreciate, have been hesitant to share with their patients or anyone for that matter. Well, Scott, you even have a personal story. I mean, as you mentioned, you've got 7 kids, and you got an experience that involves your daughter.
My daughter Lucci, the singer and dancer, she was in show choir, and we were going to a show choir contest in Onalaska, Wisconsin, which is about 4 or 5 hours from us, and we were about an hour behind their bus. And Delucci calls us up on the phone and says, "Oh, Dad, there was just a little fire in the bus, and I'm okay, and don't worry about it." And so we didn't think too much about that. But an hour later, when we caught up to where the bus would have been at the time, there were all kinds of police cars and fire trucks and so forth, and there was this huge burning bus on the side of the road that was totally singed and totally the flames were out, but it was billowing black smoke. And that was, my wife said to me, "That's Lucci's bus." Can you imagine the terror that went through our hearts when they called her
absolutely.
Up and said, "What happened?" Mm-hmm. And evidently what happened, we learned later, was that the bus caught on fire from a tire that had blown in the back of the bus. And the bus driver pulled off, and the flames swept through the bus very, very quickly. And the girls were screaming. The bus was full of smoke. Lucci was in the back of the bus, and so she was one of the last ones that would have been totally burned had this not happened. And the kids in the second bus that were watching this whole affair said that what happened is, as the flames were licking through the whole bus, underneath the bus, everywhere, all of a sudden things seemed to dampen down as if there was a giant hand that went over the bus. All the girls got out safely. When the last girl jumped from the bus stairs to the ground, the flames with a roar swept through the bus and burned absolutely everything.
It's like a movie effect, huh? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just, it was unbelievable. The cool part about this bill is they decided to compete. Even though everything was burned up, they decided to compete at the contest. And they got, miraculously, they happened to have enough costumes from others that donated the costumes that were actually coordinated, almost matching costumes. People were dropping off their shoes. They take off their shoes and give them to the girls to wear. It was an unbelievable scene. So 6 hours after the flames subsided, the girls were performing. And the interesting thing, Bill, is they performed a song that was about living through crisis and disaster and overcoming it. What a coincidence, I think. They then announced the winners, third place, second place, first place. They didn't win, but they realized that they had done their best. Then there was the grand champion. They didn't realize there was a grand champion award, and they won it all.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. What an experience.
I'll never forget that. Yeah, it's a weekend I'll never, ever forget. Her life was saved, and then they overcame all the disasters and won it all. So what a time.
We're talking about, personal stories, and we've got one final story to share. And since we're on the personal side, if it's okay, let's talk about your vacation in Cape Cod and how your deceased mother lets you know all is well.
You know, we are a very close family. I was an only child, and we're a very close family. And even our seven kids are very, very close. We love them all most of the time. And so we take vacations together. This was a special vacation in Cape Cod, which we love, and that's one of our favorite places to go. And when we're there, the boys cook, and the boys were cooking this night, and we went to the store to get some pies, and we bought some cherry pies, and we realized that we needed about six pies, so we brought the pies home, and we talked about our favorite pies, and my mother loved to make rhubarb pie, and she would make a rhubarb pie every fall from a plant that we had in the backyard, and we'd love to go into the kitchen and just, you know, get spoons, no germs at all, just hit the pie with spoons and eat it all up. If my mother was there, she would have made us a rhubarb pie, but you know, we missed her terribly. And so we're eating the cherry pie, and as I put the fork in my mouth with the cherry pie, it wasn't cherry, it was rhubarb. And I realized then that my mother really was with us that day in Cape Cod.
Oh. What a special blessing. Scott Kolbaba has been our guest. His website, physiciansuntoldstories.com. The title of his book, Physicians Untold Stories, Miraculous Experience Doctors Are Hesitant to Share with Their Patients or Anyone. We just touched on some of them. 25 doctors have come forward to recount inspiring and life-changing stories. And I tell you, I trust that these stories and this book could be life-changing for you, and I'm sure it could bring back some stories maybe you were hesitant to share. Dr. Scott Kolbaba, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
It's been fun, Bill. Thanks.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers.